Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing, Mo people? This is your girl, Lorna B. Thank you so much for joining the Mo Living with Lorna B podcast. If this is your first time listening and joining us, and yes, I said us, because we are the Mo family. You'll always see me hashtagging Mo blessings. Mo God, Mo faith, Mo life, Mo health, Mo wealth, Mo living. Because we want Mo, so we just put a Mo on it. So thank you so much for joining. I have over 70 podcasts that you can listen to at your anytime on all podcast platforms. Of course, here at Anchor. I am a woman of God, a believer. I'm a wife, a mother of two kids, and I'm a teacher of life skills for real. And here on this podcast, I just love to share motivational quotes, motivational tips, inspiring words for myself and for you. It's a lot going on. You know, we've been dealing with COVID for almost 7 months now, but you know what? God is still in control. This is the weekend word. I usually post the weekend word on Facebook, on Instagram. And I've never did my weekend word here on the podcast. So I thought, why not change your weekend word? And you might be saying, okay, now listen to your podcast. What is weekend word? A weekend word is just usually when I do a video. Sometimes my daughter joins me. And again, it's just motivational, encouraging, it's inspiring words for myself and for others. But I wanted to do it on the podcast just to introduce people to the episodes and just do something a little different. Sometimes in life, you got to change it up a little different. So this is your weekend word for this weekend. Please invite others to listen. You can listen to podcasts anytime on your ride to work, coming home, when you're traveling. So I love doing podcasts. Today's weekend word, this week I thought about the movie Finding Dory. I know you all know about Finding Nemo. That movie came out years ago and it was a great movie. And Nemo got away from his dad in the ocean and he ended up being in a dentist's office in the aquarium. And they, all his friends in the aquarium, helped him get back into the ocean. At the end, he found his dad, right? Great animated film. I loved it. One of the classics. Now, Finding Dory. Dory is Nemo's friend. And so today I want to talk to you about Finding Dory and just bring it into today's time. Finding Dory was another awesome animated film. Dory was this little cute little blue fish. And her voice is Ellen's. And I just love it. And Dory has short-term memory loss. I mean, she can't remember anything. I mean, you can tell her your name, and then a few seconds later, guess what? She forgets your name. I mean, she has a terrible memory. But she's just as cute as she can be. And although she has such a terrible memory, and she ends up being lost from her parents, God, and I'm going to say God sends her Nemo and his dad to be there for her, you know, to help her in the ocean. Amen. And when I thought about Finding Dory, I said, there's some people right now who are feeling lost, who are feeling disconnected, you know, with all this social distancing. You feel like you can't, it's not too safe to really gather with your families or gather with your friends. Some churches are still not open. And so, you know, and if you do see your friends, you can't hug them. If you see your family, it's not good to hug, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought about Dory and being lost from her parents and thinking about people who really feel lost because things have just not been normal here in America. And I don't know when they'll get back to so-called normal. And you kind of feel lost. You feel disconnected. But I'm here to tell you the same way that Nemo and his father were there for Dory. And I'm sure Dory's parents had prayed that even though our daughter's not with us, Lord, send someone, amen, to be there with her and help guide her in the ocean. That's the same thing that's going to happen to you. You may be feeling disconnected. You may be feeling sad, depressed, lost. You might feel like you're in the wilderness. But guess what? God is going to send someone. He's going to send a message. He's going to send it in your dreams. He's going to do something to remind you. That person at work might have to give you a word. That person checking you out at Walmart may give you a word. Person at the gas station may. You never know where a word of God is going to come from. But guess what? He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. And so when I thought about finding Dory and how Nemo them was there for her, they were there for her and they helped her. They helped her in the ocean. Then not only did they help her in the ocean, she had other friends when she went looking for her parents in that aquarium. She had other friends to help her along the way throughout the movie in the aquarium. And then they was telling them that, you know, your parents used to be here, but now they're gone. And you know what? God just kept guiding Dory throughout the entire movie. To the end of the movie, guess what happened? She found her way back home. She found her way back home. And you're going to find your way in life. Just keep depending on God. Or like Dory say, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. And one thing I loved about the end of the movie, Dory's parents, no matter how long she had been gone, they never stopped preparing for her return. Do y'all remember the movie? They were putting shells out. Shells out from their home in the ocean, because that's what they had told Dory years ago when she was small, that we're going to put these shells out. And if you ever get lost, look for the shells. Look for the shells. And so her parents, over all those years, continue to put shells out that will help Dory remember if she started to see a pathway to her house, that that was her home. And that's exactly what God is doing. God has a pathway. He has a few paths for all of us. So if we get off track sometimes, He will have things put in our lives, or people put in our lives, a situation to guide us back to home to Him, to get us back to what we're supposed to be and keeping Him first, to have our lives in alignment with His. He will place people, He will place things, He will place situations in our lives to get us back on track, to guide us back home. And guess what? Just like when Dory ended up finding her parents back home, they were standing there with open arms. And that's the same way God is. He is ready. He has His arms wide open. He has so many blessings waiting on us, just sitting there prepared, waiting on us to get back home. And we're going to find our place back home. So if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you're in the wilderness, if you're feeling abandoned, it's only a season. But look for the signs. Talk to God. Get in your word and watch how He's going to have a pathway. Those shells are going to be showing you exactly the way you should go. And you'll find your way back home. Yeah, I just love that movie. I'm not going to hold you long, but I just thought about Dory. God just gave me that word. I said, Lord, and she found her home. And her parents were there with their arms wide open. They had never stopped looking for her. And they never stopped putting shells back out on that sand to guide her, to help her remember. So I want you tonight, just remember that God loves you. Remember that He's never, ever let you down. He's always pulled you through, and He's going to pull us through everything that we're going through. We're not defeated. We're winners. We're victorious in Jesus' name. Just remember, you always have a home in God. God always has things prepared for us. We just have to tap in the Word and truly believe and have the faith. Just keep swimming. Just keep moving in the name of Jesus. That's all you got to do. I'm going to get off here. You guys continue to check me out on Mo Living with Lorna B on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, my podcast. I love you. But most of all, who? God loves you. More blessings. Just keep swimming. Peace.